Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back here on Sports Talk, getting ready for that Baton Rouge Regional, who will be crowned the champion after tonight, after two shutout wins, one against Little Rock, then Dallas Baptist. LSU lost to Little Rock last night, 10-4. That means there's a rematch at the box this evening. You can catch the Tigers versus the Trojans in a winner-take-all matchup. First pitch, 8 p.m., pregame, 7:30, presented by Jerry Lane Cadillac, Louisiana Dental Center, Hooters, and Cummins on WWL and streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Go Tigers! Looking at our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, some folks sounding off about the LSU baseball team. Got here 48-07. Why the hell is Jones batting second? It just seems out of whack to me. Cleanup would seem a better spot, or even third. Well, 48-07, you've gotten your wish. They have moved Jared Jones down to sixth in the lineup, though. Leading off still Curiel. Number two will be Ethan Frye, followed by Stephen Milam, Daniel Dickinson, Jake Brown. Then I mentioned Jared Jones, Chris Stanfield up to seventh. Luis Hernandez, eighth, and then Braswell batting ninth in the matchup. And we do know the starting pitcher for this evening, Charlie, is going to be Zach Cowan on the bump.
Making his first start for the LSU Tigers.
Why not, right?
Well, you know, he was a workhorse last year, Steve, for Wofford. I mean, he had 17 games started, three complete games out of that mix as well, threw 110 pitches for the Wofford Terriers, who were a postseason team, by the way. This year with LSU, he's been... Jay Johnson's called him multiple times, by the way, like the MVP of right. this team for how many high leverage moments he's been put in out of the bullpen, a 3-3 record, a 2.38 ERA in 20 appearances this year, not a single start. This will be his first start in LSU uniform, but he's got great numbers this year, 45 and a third innings pitched, giving up 37 hits, 15 runs, 12 of them earned, three home runs in that stretch as well, 53 strikeouts, and this is the big number, to 10 walks. Right, that's a really good ratio that you're looking at there. And Zach Cowan, as I mentioned, all of last year, he proved that he could be a legit starting pitcher. He's on 2 weeks of rest. I really do wonder how deep Jay let Zach Cowan go in this game. I know that he kind of...
You think would be more than four?
It very well might be. Because the guy had three complete games with Wofford. He can go extended outings. He hasn't been asked to do that because his role has been different with this LSU team so far this year.
Right.
But, you know, if he is dealing and if he's in a rocking chair, right, Steve, you just let him go.
Let him coast, right.
Let him go, right? Like, I wouldn't put him on a pitch limit or anything like that, especially because he hasn't pitched in a couple weeks. Now, I know that the last couple of outings that he had against Texas A&M weren't great. However, once again, he's been one of your most reliable arms all season long. And Jay Johnson... It surprised me a little bit at first to see him being named as the starter because Cason Evans has started at points throughout this LSU baseball season. But Jay Johnson has all the faith in the world in Zach Cowan to give him a good start, and we'll see how deep he takes him. And then you have Cowan, or you have Evans potentially coming out of the bullpen for this LSU team as well.
Looking at this Little Rock Trojans team, they definitely weren't expected to make it this far. We all kept thinking it was going to be, you know, Dallas Baptist against LSU for right. the right to be that super regional representative. But Little Rock's definitely impressed. They've been fighting hard. And I don't know if folks are just underestimating teams, just not, you know, expecting what they've been able to bring.
It goes back to the conversation that we had leading up to the Friday game, where there were people that were kind of confused with LSU's decision, Jay Johnson's decision to start Anthony Ianson in that opener against Little Rock. Anthony Ianson shut them down. And then look at what they've done the last couple of games to Rhode Island and then DBU and then most recently to LSU. This offense got hot at the right time, and they're hitting the cover off the ball at Alec Box Stadium this weekend. So, you know, we'll see what Cowan can do. He'll be opposed. Little Rock is going to Blake Van Cleet.
Okay.
Blake Van Cleave, my bad. He's a right-handed pitcher with a 5.73 ERA, a 2-3 win-loss record, 24 appearances this year, but only one start, 55 innings pitched, 56 hits allowed, 49 strikeouts to 29 walks on the season. So LSU's offense, this is your time. Get off to a good start against Blake Van Cleave and, you know, provide an early buffer for Zach Cowan to work with. It's interesting, Steve, that you were looking at some of the changes that they made in the lineup as well. Jay was not standing pat after what he saw last night. And you can respect that from a coach. He's going to tinker, and we'll see if it works out tonight. Moving Ethan Frye up to second in the lineup. Frye has been fantastic at Alec Box Stadium for most of the season. He's one of the best hitters at home that LSU has. So if you're expecting Derek Curiel to get on base early and often in his plate appearances, that's better protection right now that you'll get from Ethan Frye than you've been getting from Jared Jones in the past few weeks. And that's just being honest.
You talked about it last hour. It was wild to me to see, you know, them walking Curiel to get to Jared Jones. It was like, you know, I had to hold my breath on it.
And to be fair, Frye had like a moment last night where the bases were loaded for him and he popped up.
Yeah.
And so that's just what happened for LSU last night. It just wasn't working for the offense. Steven Milam moving up to third. He's been swinging kind of a hot stick in this regional. If he gets hot, that's an extra dimension to this LSU offense because he's already really good defensively. But if the bat gets going, you know, that's fantastic news for LSU fans. Daniel Dickinson at four, I think that's a good spot for him. Jake Brown at five, another player that hits much better at home than on the road. So you like him in the five hole. Jared Jones at six. Chris Stanfield moving up to seven is a little bit interesting, Steve. I kind of liked him at the nine spot because I know the broadcast had mentioned this multiple times throughout the weekend, but Stanfield, when he's getting on base, it's almost like a second leadoff hitter, right? That 9-1 stretch that he had with Stanfield and Curiel, but they decided to move Stanfield up a couple spots. He's hitting seven in the lineup. Luis Hernandez at eight, and then Michael Braswell at nine, as you mentioned. So that lineup needs to jump on Little Rock's pitching staff early.
I'm hoping we see the Bear jump on some pitching, man. And I'm not saying he's got to go, you know, 4-for-4 with six ribbies on the night, two home runs, but I sure would like to see him go yard at least once this evening.
Yeah, every run helps for sure, Steve. And, you know, we'll see what happens here. I'm fascinated to see what kind of leash Zach Cowan gets. Because, like you were mentioning, could go a couple innings like he's done in the past this year. But if Zach Cowan is right, and we've talked with Scott Sanders, a former MLB pitcher, about Cowan before, he's just a pitcher's pitcher. Like, he doesn't have, you know, the most elite stuff on this pitching staff, but he knows how to locate and make his pitches. And he's one of the candidates that when he gets going, like I mentioned, the kind of rocking chair analogy, like you're just three up,
in
three
that
down,
groove,
three
right.
up, three down. Three up, three down.
You'd be going.
And then all of a sudden, you've retired 10 straight batters, and you're sitting with a 5-0 lead. That is the dream scenario for this LSU team right now, is that you get Cowan out there, he gets off to a strong start, this LSU offense pounces on a pitcher that's got a 5.73 ERA on the season, that's only made one start this year, and then, you know, you can kind of cruise to a victory. And we'll see what happens, because something tells me that, you know, watching Ole Miss get bludgeoned by Murray State, you never want to count out a team. And that's why you're a little bit nervous asking Mark Etheridge last hour about West Virginia, who LSU could potentially see in the Supers, because you don't want to overlook Little Rock. They've already beaten you. They've proved that they can beat you at Alec Box Stadium when the pressure's on, and the pressure's on LSU. This is house money for Little Rock.
No, like, after that first meeting, I thought yesterday was going to be a cakewalk.
Yeah. I mean, their offense is just getting going. So it's going to be up to Cowan and the defense to play a good game, which, like we've said before, Steve, having a good defense in baseball is like having a good offensive line in football. Nobody really talks about it until it's bad, and then it becomes a really bad issue. But LSU's defense has been really good this year, so you're hoping they keep that up in this game. And then the pitching, the way the pitching lines up with Cowan, we'll see how deep they end up throwing him, but then having Evans to come out behind him. And if really, really needed, Anthony Ianson on the back end of the bullpen as well. The pitching lines up pretty good, but you got to be able to shut down what's been a very hot Arkansas Little Rock offense.
Yeah, if the Tigers do end up needing Ianson late, things have gone not well. It'll be a tightly contested game, like you mentioned, a 1-2-run game, and you're bringing him in to shut the door.
I think if he pitches, it's not necessarily that things haven't gone well. Like, because if you have a 6-4 lead right in the 8th or 9th inning and you're going to him just to get the final three outs, I think that's okay, right? But at the same time, yes, you don't want to have to use him. You want to get out to an early lead, pounce on this Arkansas Little Rock pitching staff, and then all of a sudden you're up 8-1 in the 7th or something like that, and you're feeling great about your chances to move on to the Super Regional round. So I get your point.
Looking at the scoreboard right now going on in regionals, speaking in top of the 7th, over at Ole Miss, the Murray State Flyers are up 10-3 over the Rebs. The season door closing slowly on Ole Miss there. We got Oregon State on top of USC. That one's in the bottom of the 7th. 6-0 Beavers. And then Tennessee and Wake Forest in a more tightly contested matchup in the bottom of the 6th. It's Vols up 8-5 right there. Wake Forest won't go away in that matchup.
Yeah, Wake Forest has had some really bad issues with walks in this game and hit by pitches, because Tennessee put up a 7 spot in that big 4th inning that we were mentioning. Wake Forest isn't going away, and they actually have one of their aces getting ready in the bullpen who threw 111 pitches on Friday.
I was going to say, as you just mentioned, though, they just put somebody, Wright State just put somebody on base.
That's been the formula for Tennessee in this game is that you get some walks, you get some free base pass, and then you just pop it out of the park. And that's how they've taken this lead. But, you know, Wake Forest still hanging in there. Tennessee's trying to close them out in advance of the Super Regional round.
Hoping LSU can pop some out the park tonight. 8 o'clock first pitch coming up on WWL, 7:30 pregame coverage. Counting you down to it, folks. We'll be right back with more of Sports Talk, our final segment right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Play ball, LSU baseball versus Little Rock coming up right now. Pregame coverage, 8 o'clock first pitch, WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Be back tomorrow with more Sports Talk, folks, recapping this game and getting ready for Saints OTA number 3 media viewing on Thursday. Be back tomorrow. Have a good one.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.